It's time now for the BISD Roundtable. I'm your host, Ed Pothel. Good morning and welcome to the program. And we welcome back to the Roundtable Mr. Brian Bryant of the Brenham Junior High School, the principal at the junior high school. Sir, how are you doing?
I'm great. Good morning, Ed.
Great to have you back here. And can you tell us a little bit about what's going on at Brenham Junior High?
Well, you know, we've had a pretty amazing start so far. It's been a great team effort by the staff, students, and parents. Our staff is working hard to create an environment where students are excited and enthusiastic about coming to the school each day and every day. You know, we want Brenham Junior High to be a place where they can feel safe and at home. We would not have a school without our students, so we value and respect each and every one of them. We do not want to just educate their minds. We want to educate their hearts as well. You know, our goal is to help them achieve at a high level, but to also be productive citizens of this great country and that we are so blessed to live in.
Now, what are some of your goals for your second year as the principal at Brenham Junior High?
Well, you know, second year is really to follow up on some things that we did last year as far as restructuring, but my main goals are to continue to create a family team environment at the junior high. We want our staff and students to want to be here because they are excited about what we're doing as a campus as a whole. I want our students to look back at their time they spent with us as the best educational experience they've ever had in their lives. You know, we're striving to increase the rigor of all our classes also. Our advanced history and science classes are back this year from previous years participating in history and science fair. So we're excited about that. One of my other goals is to help create a safe, structured, disciplined environment for our students to obtain their education, which is ongoing for us. And we have looked at our common areas and classrooms and cafeteria to make sure that those areas are structured and run effectively for our students.
And could you tell us a little bit about maybe a couple of the programs and how it's going on the campus?
Well, you know, we got a couple of big things for us going on this year. The first is our GT classes, which this is new for us this year. It's inserted within our schedule. The previous years have been pullouts, so we've kind of served those kids that way. But this year, they get to be a cohort. They get to participate together as a group. Miss Christine Smodaka is heading that up. She's got three GT classes this year. Right now, they're gearing up for a robotics competition. Team's working on the design phase now, and then what they'll do is proceed to the construction phase a little bit later on. Students will be programming with MathLab, which is, I'm told, the same technology used by a lot of universities, including Texas A&M. Some of the dates that are important now, they've got a practice day, which is Saturday, October 17th, 1 to 4 p.m. That's at the Post Oak Mall in College Station. And then their actual contest will be Saturday, October the 24th from 9 to 6, and that'll be held at Rutter High School in Bryan, Texas. Another thing I'm really excited about is something called Mission Possible, which is headed up by Ms. Suzette Evans. She's our math department head. Students volunteer to be a part of this Mission Possible, which is a STEM type program, science, technology, engineering, and math competition. Three teams of 6 to 10 were created. Each team has a teacher volunteer and a parent volunteer. You know, we really like to get our parents involved in what we're doing on our campus. The teams elected a captain, and the teams decide meeting times and dates, and then they designate whatever research they're doing. Their goal in this competition is to create a virtual or 3D or both worlds that is either on Mars, the moon, or in deep space. They are to address during this competition the needs of survival. They'll be going to compete against other people in Texas on October the 16th in Austin at the what's called the New Worlds Conference. And kids will get to meet people of NASA and astronauts. So we're really excited about this. This is new this year, and we're hoping that this is something we can do in subsequent years as well.
All right. And what are some of the other things you're excited about regarding the upcoming school year?
You know, I've been in education a few years now, and I'm just excited that our kids are doing such an amazing job overall. You know, we've had three amazing pep rallies, and people probably don't base how their students discipline and structure is doing a pep rally, but we've had three amazing ones. The best I think I've had since I've been in education. Kids have done exactly what we asked them to do. They participated, you know, and that's tough to do when you got 700-something kids in one gym at one time, trying to get them all to follow suit with everybody else. But they do an amazing job this year. Our next pep rally is Monday, October the 19th. The theme is going to be superheroes, so we have a theme every pep rally, so the kids will dress up as superheroes. Also, let me backtrack a little bit. At our homecoming pep rally, which was held a couple of weeks ago during homecoming week, two students were elected as Duke and Duchess, his first time on our campus. Anthony Walden was selected as Duke, and then Brittany Jackson was selected as the Duchess. So we're extremely proud of those two campus leaders.
All right, and what upcoming events do you have also coming up? Some of the other things at the junior high.
Well, October the 12th is an in-service / work day for our staff, so students are out that day. Teachers have some staff development that we do that day, and there'll also be some parent conferences going on. Our football, volleyball, and cross-country teams have all started their seasons as well. I know that swimming and tennis are practicing right now to prepare for their competitions, but our football team, I know, had a big win last night, the A-team, against Davila. So we're excited about that. We're excited about the direction that's going, and our coaches are doing an amazing job.
All right. And anything else you want to touch on before we close this out?
No, I'd just like to thank the community and, you know, all our parents and our staff and our kids and, you know, our district. Our district support is just amazing. The administration over there, they come over and they visit and we sit and talk and we talk things out and we try to work out solutions. And you know, that doesn't happen everywhere yet. But these people are very supportive here, and it, you know, this is being my second year here. I'm looking to hope to move us to a different level, a higher level, as we progress through this year. And we're working on test scores like everybody else is across the state. We've got some things in place to try to address those things. Our teachers are doing an amazing job. You know, I think if people were to admit it, they would understand that teaching is a tough profession. Our teachers work long hours and you know, with not a whole lot of pay, but they do it because they love it and they love the kids and they want to inspire those kids to do more. You know, it's nothing more fulfilling for an educator than a kid to come back years later and remember you and give you a hug and say, "I appreciate what you did for me, Mr. Bryan," or whoever. So it's just an amazing occupation. I encourage anybody out there that might be considering what field to go in, whether it's students or, you know, an adult, you want a career change, you know, look at education. I think that we get a bad rap sometimes because, you know, our schools are based on test scores a lot of times, but that's not what makes our campus great. It's part of what we do, just a part. So I encourage anybody that's out there that's looking for maybe a change or whatever, look at education.
All right. Mr. Bryan, thank you for joining us.
Thanks,
as always,
Ed.
A pleasure to have you here.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
And you've been listening to the BISD Roundtable. And joining us this morning, Mr. Bryan Bryant, the principal at Brenham Junior High School. And we will be back again next week with another BISD Roundtable here on KWHI.